This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event is happening now. Get some of the best deals of the season with up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings delivers big results, and Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. Skip the long lines or waiting around at home all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection. We can even handle everything from measure to install. Get your whole home installed for one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event today for some of the best deals of the season. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus premium doorbusters and a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
That's how you do it, Hart, right there. That is how you teammate. That is how you lead. By example of always taking the blame and making sure that those strays don't catch your teammates.
Exactly. And Drake May, this is the afternoon show on WEEI. I think it's just afternoons now on WEEI. We dropped the show.
Why not? What, the afternoon show? But
you guys rebranding.
You're rebranding.
Didn't
a rebrand?
We just rebrand like a couple months ago? Yeah, I don't know. Do we have a brand? Anyway, Andy Jumbo Hart here, Nick Fitzy Stevens, filling in for host one, Christian Arcand. Patriots Monday live at Gillette Stadium. We'll get back to your phone calls in just a minute. 617-779-7937. I see you guys lined up. Don't want to warn everybody, but Steve from Fall River is in the queue.
Uh-oh.
So just if you want to
time for a history
bathroom,
lesson.
Get a snack, whatever might be a good time for you. But I did want to talk about that. So I think Drake May has been an unbelievable leader, soldier, everything about it. He defends the linemen when they have stunk most of his tenure.
Been ungood.
Mm. Okay, stunk, ungood,
okay,
whatever.
Yeah.
He has defended, I think, some questionable coaching from Alex Van Pelt and Gerard Mayo and decision-making in that area. Been a good soldier. He told us, you know, I grew up in a house where if mom and dad tell you to do it, you do it. And that's the mentality he takes to his coaches. He has defended his receivers. Oh, you know, a communication issue here or there when days later Alex Van Pelt's like, yeah, Demario Douglas needs to know what the hell he's doing there and turn his head. Maybe we catch the ball kind of thing. So nobody has Drake May hasn't taken shots at anybody.
Nope.
Not even veiled, subtle ones.
Didn't even tell us like, yeah, I'm going to go take a vacation. I'm going to go, you know, sun my buns or just, you know, have a couple of beers and some burgers over the break. He mentioned like as if the coaches are listening and his job depends on it. When we talk to him, and we will replay the Drake May interview.
5 o'clock, we will replay Drake May, so
excellent.
In case you missed it. If you can't listen then, you can also go back on the Odyssey app and listen to it there with all our other interviews. Because I wouldn't say that only Drake May was a good interview today. I think both interviews were phenomenal.
Jonathan Jones. Excellent.
Tremendous.
Excellent.
So Drake May does his best to be respectful of all his coaches and teammates.
Mm-hmm.
Yet during the course of the year, we've had wide receivers, for Drake May and others, bitching about getting targets, bitching about being open, not getting the ball, various things. We've had DeMario Douglas say, yeah, that's on me and Drake for the pass over the middle where DeMario Douglas didn't know you're supposed to turn your head and catch the ball when the quarterback throws it to you. Various instances. Yesterday, I thought I saw another one, and I really didn't like it. Kayshon Boutte runs a slant. It's not a great throw. It's behind him and low.
Mm-hmm.
Incomplete. One of the few incompletions on the day, one of the few bad passes on the day from Drake May.
When you go 24 or 30, there probably aren't too many bad passes.
And what does Kayshon Boutte immediately do? Throws his hands up in the air like this, like emphatically. If you're watching on Twitter, right in front of his head, like, yeah, I need the ball up here in front of me so I can catch with my hands, not behind. Showed up his quarterback. And if I'm his quarterback...
Ooh, it's the last ball you see that day.
Yeah, good luck getting more balls, because I'm not throwing to you. Tom Brady used to blackball people for being in the wrong spot, not knowing the route, things of that nature. You try to show me up when I'm nothing but the ultimate leader and teammate on this field, taking some strays and pot shots at the cost of you bums. Because quite honestly, when I line up in this huddle, there's only like two or three of yous that should be here long term.
And the rest of you some bums.
Can get that tunnel down there that goes under the lighthouse and the bridge. Use it to hit the road, Jack. Go on Route 1 and get the hell out of here. Kayshon Boutte is showing up, Drake May, in the middle of a good competitive football game. When, by the way, I think we've all saluted Kayshon Boutte for being more mature, for changing his work habits, the things we've heard, the things we've seen. He's a better professional. Don't show your quarterback up. He's got the hardest job on the field. You got an easy one. Run a route. He'll throw it to you. He'll try. Beat a guy. Right? You control your opportunities. He has so much more that goes on into his picture when he takes the field there. Lineman, who's going to get blocked, who's not going to get blocked, reads, guys bitching for the ball, the play call, don't really love it, bad situation, all of that crap. So Kayshon Boutte, little bit of advice from a short white guy who never could have come close to playing in the National Football League.
Perfect. On
That'd
brand.
Be me.
Yep.
Don't show your quarterback up. Keep your hand gestures to yourself. If you want to make an adjustment on the sideline, talk to him about it. The next day when you watch film together, talk to him about it. But don't put your hands up to try to show him up in front of 68,000 fans here at Gillette Stadium. That's dirty pool.
Ooh, and where are the rest of them?
That doesn't breed strong team unity.
I don't want to see a
bonding.
Neck roll. I don't want to see a head towards
Nothing.
The sky. I don't want to see a
Stick
hand gesture.
Stick your body language up your body.
Wow. Brady used to be known, obviously, for hands on the hips, some of the histrionics, and being very emphatic. Guess what? Tom Brady had already earned the ability to do that. He was Tom Brady. He had multiple Super Bowls in his back pocket. So, him being a little excessively demonstrative at times, he could get away with it.
Kayshon Boutte,
Brady.
When Take you have multiple rings, multiple Pro Bowls, multiple All-Pros, I'll change my tune. You can have body language. You can have attitude. You can choose to lead whatever positive or negative way you
can. Once you win as many games as teams you used to put in some of those LSU parlays, then you can actually show him up.
The old eight-legger.
He was good at that,
too. I don't think he was. I think that's why he got in trouble, wasn't he?
No, he was really good. No, he was phenomenal at hitting parlays.
You sure about that?
Yeah.
I thought he lost like a net.
Research department back at the Mother Hive. Can you guys get in? No, he was up 58 grand.
No, I think he was. Okay, research it. Anyway,
more importantly, take it to the sideline.
Yes, and don't do it because you did it. We all know when we're doing something to intentionally garner attention, right?
What do you mean?
Right. You're doing jazz hands on your Twitch cam right now. You want to get noticed. You're Fitzy. You're awesome, right? He's a funny guy. Look at him. He's funny, dancing with his jazz hands. He did that intentionally. It wasn't a message to Drake May. It was a message to the world. Like, I ran my route properly. I don't have a quarterback that can hit me in the hands.
Should have been up here. Like, you know,
hated
you,
it.
Yeah.
I hated
bad
it.
Body language.
I couldn't hate it more. And I know I'm a May rump swab apologist, QB apologist, all those things. There's probably some truth to that. Anyway, that's my rant. 617-779-7937. Let's go to the phone lines, and we're going to go all the way across the country.
Hey.
Go F yourself, San Diego. Ted in San Diego joining us to talk about the aforementioned Jerod Mayo and Drake May.
Hey, guys. First off, I just want to compliment you guys. I was a resident in Boston back in the 60s and moved out to San Diego in the late 70s. I still follow, you know, all the local stuff, and
yes,
I just want to compliment you guys for actually still having a real sports talk show that does have some entertainment, but it's not all entertainment and drama, so I tip my hat to both of you guys to having some serious discussion. So a couple of comments just about the coaching staff. So do I really know that any of these guys are good coaches? I don't. I really don't. But I think back to all the years I've been following football. I can't recall, maybe you guys have better memory than I do at this point, but I can't recall a single coach, including Vince Lombardi, including Belichick, Joe Gibbs, all the guys who were considered all great coaches over the years who were great coaches at one point, came back and took over a team with less talent. And then they took that team in the first year and made them into a great team. I can't think of a single time that's ever happened. And generally speaking, when you take over a bad team with the horrible talent that this team has, you're going to have teams that just screw up. And, yeah, sure, it's great to say the coach could have done this or could have done that. But ultimately, I think you guys have made this point a number of times over the year, Andy, particularly, where you need to replace probably of the 22 guys that start, probably 18 of the 22 need to be replaced.
Yeah.
So I will say that I think, look at what I've seen about May. There's no doubt that he has definitely progressed, and you can, you know, argue whether he should have started from game one. But, you know, I do, you know, of the guys that cover the team, and I think that Curran and Perry do a decent job. They reported early on, prior to the season and or the preseason, that May basically was a mess. And if that were true, and I do think that they do a decent job reporting the team, that he clearly wasn't ready to start the season. And I think the fact that he has progressed during the year, I think you do have to give Van Pelt some credit. And I do think that the offense has looked better, generally speaking, as the year has progressed. And again, when you've got four guys that probably should be working at stop and shop on the offensive line, you've got receivers that basically would be third or fourth or fifth in depth for most teams who did good players. I mean, how do you, you know, get anything accomplished? I mean, they've proven over the year that they can't run the ball to get a yard on third and fourth down. They've proven all year that these guys can't get open, never mind getting open in the red zone. So how does the coach, you know, create a play that are going to get guys open? I just don't think you have the talent to do it.
Agreed, Ted. Thanks for the phone
call. Thanks for the call.
Yeah, I do think that's one of the things that whether we're fans or analysts have to balance, or whether Jonathan and Robert Kraft have to balance when they sit down and have hard conversations after this season, how much of what happened, good and bad,
sure,
was related to the roster, mm-hmm, and how much is related to the coaches. And, for example, did Alex Van Pelt sort of hit his stride recently coaching, or is Drake May just better?
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
It's James Kell from the Sleeper King Football Podcast. In fantasy football, sleepers can win you championships, and that's why I am here. Every episode is just 15 to 20 minutes long, every Tuesday through Friday. Subscribe to the Sleeper King Podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your pods.
I would say that's probably 70-30.
Okay, and that's fair. And, you know, defensively, is DeMarcus Covington struggling, or does he not have anybody making any plays? We talked about it. You have Gonzo.
Yep.
Who's playing like Gonzo.
Mm-hmm.
Who
definitely
else,
Pro Bowl level, maybe All-Pro, and some of his teammates are getting in on that now.
Who else is playing up to their resume or above it?
Anthony Jennings.
Okay.
But
fair.
His resume also isn't Pro
Expectations
Bowl.
Expectations are low.
Much lower.
Like Kyle
Dietrich
Duggar,
Wise,
not good.
No.
Dietrich Wise has not overperformed.
Jabril Peppers hasn't been there for
Christian
2 months.
Christian Barmore's back and is not looking like the Christian Barmore we want
it
to pay $90 million to.
Almost looks like he's been out for 4 months.
John Jones, I don't think has had his best year.
You know who's not? You know who's, got to be honest, nice guy, good interview, the whole shebang? Jelani Tavai is not having a great year.
No. Now, I think that's because he's been elevated to a role that's beyond his capabilities. Mm-hmm. You're now asking him to do more.
For example,
30 yards downfield chasing a wide receiver. I don't want him doing that.
Nope.
There's no defense that should have him doing that.
You know, the words Tavai in coverage are should
not great.
Be nerve-wracking.
Unless coverage is like underneath and he tips a ball as it goes over his head because he's 5 yards line of scrimmage. But my point is, and Ted brings this up, the balance of coaching versus roster, and it's excuse-making. You know, I know the Andy Greshes of the world be like, ah, you didn't give Belichick that excuse. The roster stunk. Well, because some people blamed the roster stinking on him in his role as GM.
Well, I got news for you. A lot of these coaches are going to be back here next year, but a lot of these players are not.
And that is true. But I do, like, DeMarcus Covington is one.
Yep.
You know, I asked Jonathan Jones, like, tell me why he's good, why he should be back, that type of thing. Because I think legitimate questions need to be asked about DeMarcus Covington. Is he ready for the role he's in? Is this the learning period, just like Jerod Mayo, and they're both going to be really good coaches together? I think the talent is the biggest issue on this team, or lack thereof. Now, Ted, I think you're a little overdramatic. What did he say, 18? Only four players should be playing?
Of the starting 22, I'd say, when I say four, four would probably start on other teams. Of the talent that'll return, it's probably about half.
Yeah, I mean, I would
you
say...
You could gut the whole offensive line for my liking.
You don't want Onwenu anymore either.
Well, not so much.
Look, I don't want to alarm you. You paid him $50-something million to stay here.
Yeah, I know.
Just like you did Kyle Duggar.
He got $58 million.
To stay here.
He got a million more, one more year, but a million more than Onwenu.
You stuck with him.
Yeah. I know.
Okay.
Onwenu and Layden, but I would rather, they're going to have to hold on to Onwenu. Layden Robinson, City So, they got to figure out what to do because the free agency listing of tackles is not great. There are better guards available, and you got to fix this line.
Yeah, maybe not.
Maybe not?
Mike Onwenu at right guard. Well, you do have to fix the line, but Mike Onwenu at right guard, if I talk myself into Layden Robinson coming off one decent performance.
Yep.
And one projection from where he was drafted. You move Cole Strange in as the backup center, David Andrews. You got them tag team in the center position.
Or maybe, as much as we love David Andrews, maybe after 10 years and multiple season-ending injuries, maybe the expiry date is getting closer than not.
Well, but at least if you have Cole Strange ready, you have two for one, sort of, hoping. Right. Then the tackle position, I just put my hands in the hands emoji. I don't know.
Oh, the old shrug emoji.
I don't know. No idea.
The shrug emoji is not going to get it done, Hart.
Let's go back to the phone line, 617-779-7937. Okay, let's just do it. You want to just, there's a grenade
here
on
comes.
The ground. See that grenade? We're going to dive on that grenade. Steve in Fall River has the fix for the Patriots. I can't wait to hear this.
Finally, someone
does. In 1 minute or less. Go, Steve.
$50 million more dollars committed to the team by ownership and a draft that will yield more than one player. You've got to have drafts that yields middle-run players. You see Dawson Knox last night. Does anybody watch these other teams and say, gee, they're getting Shakir, a fifth-round draft pick, Travis Kelce?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know how this team – I don't know. You know, Andy, I keep hearing about David slipping Andrews. How we – I don't even know how we can run the ball without David Andrews here. David Andrews. Screw David Andrews, okay? You got a guy playing that wasn't even in the league playing center.
Yeah.
Doing probably as good or better job than him. Mm. Get David Andrews out of your mind. Get rid of this guy. He's not that good. Where you been? He's not that good. What is Pro Football Focus grade? David Andrews and this Ben Brown, who they took out of the trash heap. Of the NFL.
From what I understand, Ben Brown has been terribly graded.
Squad. He's got 8 starts now in the NFL. What's his grade?
Who cares?
Tell me what his grade is.
I've been told it's terrible. I don't go to Pro Football Focus's grades. I don't believe in grades. Well,
they got 200 yards. Has there been a fumbled snap from center? Has there been a shotgun that's gone over somebody's head? I don't even hear him getting a penalty called on him, by the way.
Well, he has.
So I see him,
and he's part of the problem that couldn't stop a stunt to save his life.
Yeah, that's it.
The point of the matter is...
Yeah, get to the point before I get angry.
They're doing better now. They got 200 yards rushing without David Andrews. They can actually field the team without David Andrews. The way I hear about David Andrews...
I thought you had a plan to fix the Patriots. Why is this all about David Andrews?
No, it's not you. I'm sick of it. It's gone over the edge now. This guy...
Where's the plan, Steve?
Out of the league. You got to update.
Okay, thanks for the call, update. Steve. Appreciate it. Blow him up. Do whatever we do here in the afternoon program when we get rid of a caller that's annoying us.
He's not that good.
I did enjoy that, actually.
Where's the plan, Steve?
That was him singing Wicked.
I know.
Hitting an octave.
Defying gravity, my God.
Holy
okay,
Moses,
we get
Steve.
It. But that's what happens. Now, this is part of the Patriots. This is sort of that part of the Patriots complex. We both know David Andrews. He's a tremendous human. He's a good football player. But what happens is when you lack a lot of elite talent surrounding people that are good, you end up sort of like, they end up magnified in your mind. Like, David Andrews is the greatest center of all time. Like, no, it's just we don't have a lot of David Andrews on this team. If they had people on both sides of the ball, if they had 22 David Andrews respectively, they'd be a much better football team because he's a smart football player for sure.
617-779-7937. We will continue to bang out your calls here on WEEI Afternoons. And when we come back, we're going to look at one aspect of this loss to the Colts that I'm going to sort of paint in high school football parlance. Every cheerleading squad in America, I believe, on a high school sideline has done B. Aggressive. B-E-aggressive. And guess what, Stiz? Your New England Patriots are not aggressive.
No.
The Colts were aggressive.
Yes.
And the Colts went home with a victory. Mm. And the Patriots went home losers, as they say in the business. So, 617-779-7937. Why aggression
in the business
could be the key between winning and losing for mediocre football.
They're not that good!
He's not that good!
Back after this.